Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I don't know how you slept. I don't know how anybody got any sleep last night after an up and down. I was so worked up after that game. How fun it was, how exciting. Nonstop hijinks and hilarity with the Texans and Browns just moving up and down the field nonstop. Couldn't stop the scoring. Man, what a display of excellent, excellent football we had yesterday. Holy cow. And DeAndre Hopkins proved you don't really need him.
Yeah.
You really don't need him.
No.
Because these guys, you know, the Randall Cobb. Those hands of stone, holy cow. He'll just haul anything in and then throw it right to the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you just can't stop this offense. This offense. So let me ask you a question. Lance, if you had a choice between taking the under on 20.5 points for the Houston Texans or the over, which one would you do now?
I think that's knowing how Romeo Crennel coaches and what a great, for the news from Ian Rappaport to come out that the Texans are considering just rolling with Romeo Crennel.
It's nice.
What an amazing set of coaching decisions, including going for it down close to your goal line after Randall Cobb already
dropped it. In a three-point game, which ties the game.
Yeah, you're in the first quarter.
Right.
Randall Cobb already – yeah, you're not playing against a juggernaut. Randall Cobb already dropped a touchdown. The wind is a problem and rain could become a problem, which means points are at a premium. So, yeah, I would say that decision to go for it down around the goal line when you really just take three and just keep rolling, see how the game goes, and you tie it up 3-3. And then the pooch punt on fourth and relatively short. When you line up for a field goal, and isn't that when you also called timeout? Is that the one where you called timeout where then you ended up?
You called timeout when they were lining up.
You missed the real field goal.
Right. When you missed the real field goal.
Yeah.
And then you called timeout when they were just lining up to draw you off sides. Apparently, the Texans had never seen this before,
right,
where a team is going to punt.
Romeo, Jadeveon's not there. You're fine. Just tell people don't jump.
Don't jump.
Just say just don't.
Don't jump.
You can say it out loud. You can say it out loud.
You could have all been inside the box. Don't worry about anything because they're not going to snap the ball. So don't worry about it. But you call timeout.
Everybody else would have gone for the fourth down that you pooch punted. And
I didn't mind that nearly as much in that you played the field position game and did okay with it. You did. You pinned them back inside their own.
I would have gone for points.
Well, yeah.
I would have gone for the touchdown. I would have gone for the fourth down and then tried to score.
When did Cam join the Shriners? Is Cam a Shriner now?
I can't.
Do you remember when you thought to yourself, "Nah, he's going to be in New England. He's just going to dress more normal."
This is
I thought, and he is. He's a Shriner.
No.
Yes, he's a Shriner.
Cam almost has gone completely further.
That is really.
He has a fez on his head.
He's got
what did they call it when we talked to them?
Yeah, they called it a.
Is it a fez?
And I asked him.
Oh yeah,
you got that silly hat on your head. What is it called?
What's that silly hat called? Do you guys wear
the brotherhood? No, they had some name for it, but I thought Papa Romeo just wasn't. It was a game full of bad decisions.
He
by
was
a head
asked
coach.
multiple times about the timeouts. Like, no, why again did you call the timeout before the field goal attempt or something? Why did you call a timeout when they were going to punt?
Honestly, The Texans were a classic Texans late fourth quarter touchdown. And then thoughts and prayers to anyone who had the Cleveland Browns minus the points, who thought they were going to get that miracle cover. And then Chubb runs out of bounds at the one.
Well, and how about Chubb? I'm going to save the game. He runs out of bounds instead of just kneeling because the clock stops now.
Yeah.
It was still a kneel situation, but if it was like 2 minutes to go,
score the touchdown. They're down two scores.
Well, but hey, 2 weeks ago, two teams lost because of that.
Look who you're playing against.
Yeah,
the Texans can't do anything.
But this guaranteed a win, right? There was a college game and a pro game.
Indiana, Penn State.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it was Atlanta.
But you didn't Detroit. Make it two scores, though.
Yeah, but those were only one score plus a 2-point
conversion. Right, plus a 2-point conversion. Yeah. Right, well, right.
This was
two scores. This was
two scores. They're not coming back. The Texans can't score. The Texans scored late. You know, Deshaun had 88 yards passing in the fourth quarter.
Did he?
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the game tracker. He had 88 yards passing in the fourth quarter.
Was that more or less than the rush yards by the Browns?
It was more.
No, it was way less than.
Oh,
how
no,
many?
No, no, no. Yeah.
Way less. The Browns ran. The Texans actually did for three quarters. Actually, nearly three quarters did a really nice job against the run, and then they exploded.
Well, that's what they always do.
Well,
the Texans
yeah.
can't stop anybody in the fourth quarter.
It was ridiculous.
I'm just saying, that was one of the worst. Legitimately, that was a nice day yesterday. There's so many more better ways for you to spend your Sundays. Listen, I told my dad this. There's really no reason to watch the Texans anymore. We'll keep watching them for you so that you don't have to. But if the weather's going to be nice, which it appears it's going to be, you don't have draft picks. You don't. You know, just keep up with it on your phone. There are no draft picks in the first round. There are no draft picks in the second round. You don't need to pay attention to the draft.
Yeah, but look what they do in the third round. I mean, they get Justin Reed.
Yeah, boy.
How about,
Justin's really coming on strong.
Wow. How about his angle and his...
Guys, in case, this is horrible. In case you missed it over the weekend, the Texans are not only considering rolling with Romeo Crennel as the head coach, but also Jack Easterby as the general manager.
Well, I have a...
This is... Like this, what you see right now, this is it. This is the team.
Don't you think Warm Tongue is in Cal's ear saying, oh, we can't, unless we can meet him. You know what? With COVID, we better stick with the way we're doing this right now, because let's just stay with this and we'll stay with Romeo and I'll just stay as the general manager.
This also feels like a cost-cutting move. You know what? You spent so much money, we got to pay Bill's salary. Let's just do this for a year. This is almost like Jack saying, I just want to have one full
we're
year.
We're paying Chris Olsen. We're paying Brian Gain. We're paying Bill O'Brien. We're paying.
We had the COVID. You haven't had people in the stands. Let's just say. Now, this feels like a cost-cutting move.
No, I think this is more Easterby going.
Well, I think it's Easterby saying, hey, this will save you some money. Yeah. And it gives him a year. We'll just do it for a year, see how it goes. He gets his year to be to play GM. Because Jack Easterby right now, the Houston Texans are his own because he's not qualified. So Jack Easterby, and none of us are qualified to be head coaches and GMs on Madden, but we are. This is Jack Easterby's personal Madden. He is on franchise mode right now, and Jack Easterby is on franchise mode playing Madden with the Texans, and he's installed himself as GM. He's going to keep this coach, and he just wants to play a full year. He wants to Except he's not going to simulate him. He's going to play them all out. And this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like. No draft picks, bad contracts, everyone's fired out of the building. Jack Easterby is playing Madden with this team, and he wants to continue playing it next year. And unless somebody gets to Cal, and this is the thing. Mike Florio, who's been ripping, has been ripping Jack. I don't think Mike Florio can do anything about it. I think Cal is in such a Cal bubble that the only guy allowed in, or the only guy who can get in, is Jack Easterby. So I don't even think Cal reads. I don't think Cal knows anything about any of this stuff.
So here is the quote from here's Mike Florio. So for those of you who haven't heard, well, we're gonna play it. Well, Ian Rappaport will explain it on the other side here. What the Texans are doing. That they are going to keep Romeo Crennel for another year, and which probably means that they're going to keep the general manager and they're going to keep the search because of COVID-19. because COVID-19, they're going to keep Romeo Crennel because they can't meet with another these head coaches and really face to face so that they can all shake hands and be, you know what, get to know them. Okay, so that's why. But really,
but you can do an entire draft that way.
Well, not only that, you can
virtually
meet, like nobody is meeting. Stop! This is so ridiculous.
People can meet face to face.
It's so ridiculous.
We go to dinner in restaurants. What are you talking about?
It's a here's what I'm telling you. What Mike Florio? Whew, he crushed
Florio's
this
up in that ass.
He
right
knows.
Now.
He knows.
No! Read some of this stuff that Jack's done.
I know.
Jack is a freaking liar. Look at this.
Easterby is in Cal's ear saying this is what we have to do so that Easterby can actually keep his job as GM longer.
Easterby needs to prove that he's been part of 50 head coaching searches.
It's a genius move by Easterby, who, despite his lack of football chops, has demonstrated an uncanny ability to amass and build power within a football organization led by an owner who has taken a shine to Easterby. Although it's far safer for Easterby to keep his neck off the chopping block by remaining in the ultimate take credit for winning, avoid blame for losing position of executive VP of football operations, he may be engineering a no-risk opportunity to give the GM job a whirl. Because if it works, he sticks. When it fails, he says, well, I was never supposed to be the GM anyway. But apparently Jack Easterby, I guess Cody Stutes found this.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cody Stutes, by October 2020, okay, Cody Stutes of SI.com recently noted that Easterby's biography with an organization known as the Greatest Champion claimed as of February 2020 that Easterby had been entrusted with dozens of head coaching searches at both Power 5 and mid-major universities for multiple sports. Someone changed dozens to over 50. Currently, the Greatest Champion website is in maintenance mode, and you cannot get to it. With none of its content visible publicly. Jack Easterby is claiming that he has been a part of, despite the fact that, how long has Jack Easterby been in football?
He's been out of college since 2005.
50 coaching searches?
Right.
50. As an intern, he was a part of their coaching search. Remember when he was an intern
He was in Jacksonville's intern. He was part of their personnel and salary cap stuff. Which is a lie on the resume. He got called. People found out about it. Florio knows that, you know, he got called the carpet and had to backtrack from that. Like, this is a guy who's a climber. He's a climber. He'll put out whatever he needs to embellish and move up. That's what he's done, and that's why he's here. This is imagine this. Alonzo Highsmith, longtime NFL player. Well, NFL player to the Texans until the Oilers screwed up his knee. Football player, longtime scout, longtime personnel director, blocked for multiple assistant jobs. Mm-hmm. Alonzo Highsmith, imagine being Alonzo Highsmith and you've never even gotten an interview as a GM. Not even a Rooney Rule interview, but Jack Easterby is executive vice president. Jack Easterby is executive vice president of an entire football organization and is going to head up the direction of a team like he's playing Madden franchise mode. Imagine that. Alonzo Highsmith can't get an interview, not even a Rooney Rule interview, for a GM position anywhere around the league, working with Ron Wolf,
organizations. John Dorsey, John Schneider.
And a highly decorated personnel man. Right. Can't get an interview, but Jack Easterby is in position to run an entire organization.
Wait a minute, run? And he was part of its ruination.
Imagine
that. He was a big part of its ruination, despite his own behind-the-scenes pleading that he says, I didn't do anything.
All of those things.
I didn't like Bill's moves.
All of those things.
Which is a lie.
And listen, this gets to ownership. Cal is ineffective. He knows absolutely nothing about what's going on with his own organization. The fact that Jack Easterby is allowed to be around the building after getting rid of Bill, that should have meant a double swap. Jack comes in, knifes Bill with pertinent information, and frankly, he needed to do it. And then you should have said, Jack, thanks for your help. You can stay here, run it, but when it's over, you're done.
Yeah.
We're moving on to somebody else. That's what should happen. This organization is a joke. And if he's GM, I will quit Houston Radio. If he's the GM, I'm done. I'll go do something else because I'm not going to sit here and waste my time with this nonsense. This is no fun. The Rockets are going to suck ass. George Springer's gone. Verlander's gone. And I'm not staying here for this punk-ass, sorry-ass football team if Jack Easterby's part of it. I have no desire. I'll go do something else.
Pitmaster? Is Pitmaster next?
Yeah.
He's gonna be the.
I'll go work with Patrick Feegers.
Does he want you working with him?
He's going to have
well,
to deal with
you
it.
Can, what doesn't?
Russell Ragel. I'll see you at Ragel soon.
Ragel's, or you can do barbecue for Real.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be in charge of their new barbecue department.
Yeah, because that's what Ryan wants.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't know it yet.
Well, I'm sure you've told him all about your barbecue and how you do stuff.
I'll tell him tonight.
Yep,
I'll tell him tonight. Today's National Fast Food Day, and he's got his reimagined fast food menu that he's doing today. And so I think that place is going to end up getting packed. I don't know, but I had some drinks with Alonzo on Friday, and
he
talked about what he would do if he was GM, and I'm like, man, Zoe has thought about this.
Yeah, he absolutely has. He had a whole list I watched with him yesterday. He had a whole list of this guy's overpaid, this guy's overpaid, this guy's overpaid. I said, so where are the good values? Really? This guy's overpaid. Of course they're all overpaid.
And then what it'll also tell you is, unfortunately, you can't get rid of all these guys because you got to field the team.
Nope. All right, time to talk about Jeff Aaronoff. He's not overpaid. He's underpaid. And here's the deal is you're going to get 20% off from Jeff Aaronoff because dude wants your business. And he says if you're a 97.5 listener, then all you got to do is give him a call and he's going to take care of that business. I don't know what it is that you need. It's got to be a big job. Are you putting in, I don't know, all the vanities in a hotel? Are you putting in, an entire outdoor kitchen? Or do you have to replace all the countertops in your house or whatever the case may be? But Jeff Aaronoff could get this job done, and you don't need a designer to do it. You don't need an architect because you got Jeff Aaronoff who does this every single day, and he can just visualize. He visualized ours. Here's what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do here. Now, and bing, 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 we got an outdoor kitchen. And this is going to be the same for you at 713-880-2822. Jeff Aaronoff is awesome at this. If you need any tile, granite, marble, whatever it is, countertops, vanities, whatever it is, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Let's turn our attention to the Houston Texans' search for a new head coach. And right now they have interim coach Romeo Crennel in. He is now running the show, and the plan had been to get to the end of the season and hire a new coach. My understanding from inside the Texans building is that they are strongly considering just keeping Romeo Crennel in through the 2021 season. Would continue to make him the oldest coach in the NFL and would certainly be an unconventional move. But the reason this is being considered by Jack Easterby and others in the Texans brass is because basically, due to COVID-19, in-person interviews may be difficult. You have to give $30 or $40 million to a coach you've never met. Certainly, that is not something that right now is ideal. Would also allow Easterby to remain in charge for a couple years until they get everything settled in Houston.
couple of years.
So this is all Jack. What other jobs are going to be open?
Here's the other Jacksonville jobs. This is exactly what I was told the other day. This is what I talked to another guy that is going to get interviews for GM jobs. He said everyone considers four jobs to likely be open: Jacksonville, Houston, Atlanta, and Detroit, with a chance of New York. And that Houston
what about
is
a chance of Philadelphia, the way they're playing.
Yeah, I don't know how who knows, but you could have. And he said of all these, this is not. He didn't mention Atlanta. I mean, he didn't mention New York. He said Houston's fourth out of those. Like Bieniemy supposedly does not want to come. Houston's down on his list. I think he would consider it, but it's down. Houston is down on his list.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because of Jack or I don't know. I don't know. I just heard that of all the jobs that are likely to be open, Houston is way down on his list. So you got to remember now, Houston's got competition for these jobs. And we thought Corn Ferry and Jed Hughes, Corn Ferry is the, it's not a corn fairy. It is like a tooth fairy, a corn fairy. It is KornFerry.
It's a search committee.
Yeah, yeah. They get paid six figures to help you find somebody. And they're just stealing money this year because whatever they come up with, whatever Jed Hughes comes up with, ain't going to matter. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be Jack.
Yeah. So all these other teams, so nobody's going to be able to hire a head coach then, is what you're saying, because of COVID.
Well, I think other teams are probably going to.
No.
And I think other teams are going to hire GMs.
No,
too.
You can't do it. Didn't you just hear Jack?
I know. What
Ian Rappaport told you about Jack Easterby?
I did.
Cannot possibly hire a head coach. So now it's going to build up, and anybody who doesn't play well next year, now there could possibly be seven, eight jobs open. But you'll be at the front of the line because of the talent that you have on the field, because of the organization and how wonderfully it's put together.
Mm-hmm.
The draft picks, your draft capital, it's pretty damn good, okay? And it's just going to be, I think it's going to be, no, this is an ideal situation because nobody now is going to be able to get a head coach this offseason.
Yeah, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult
to get
a general manager or head coach because of COVID, because no one is ever next to anybody with COVID.
Well, you can't. You can't. No, it's
they don't even play football games with COVID.
Lance, it's illegal.
There's no such thing as tests.
It's illegal now to get a head coach.
Oh, by the way, there is also great news on the COVID front. Moderna, who's been one of the leaders in this trial, they finished their trial three. They had 94.5% efficacy.
Yeah.
The other one was 90, which was good.
Right.
This is, like they said, astoundingly good. And Fauci thinks we will be back to normal. These are his words, by April, because everyone can get it. And the people who don't want to, for you anti-vaxxers, then deal with whatever the consequences.
Well, they can get it then. If they don't want a vaccine, then get it. Then get the COVID.
Yeah, I don't care.
Take a chance on
your
life.
Whatever you do.
Well, you know
what? Do whatever. You don't want to play the game. Fine. Yeah. If you think the government is the government trying to go with something from Handmaid's Tale, and they're trying to hurt people and whatever, that's fine. Just do you. I'm not doing you dumbass conspiracy theory people. Y'all can just do whatever. End up in a ditch somewhere. I don't care.
Whoa. A ditch?
Yeah.
Whoa.
End up in a ditch, fall into a well, sinkhole get you, scorpions. I don't care what happens to you. Just leave the planet. No one likes you anyway. Get out. Dumbasses. I'm tired of y'all.
Whoa.
This whole Easterby thing has got me so
clearly
pissed off. I just cannot imagine a world that is going to be this terrible in the city of Houston. Do you understand? Daryl Morey's gone, and now we got general counsel. A guy who was a lawyer is going to run the team, and he's going to have to make trades. For his first time ever, he's going to have to make super important trades, and the team is going to suck anyway.
And they don't have any draft picks.
Then you got the Astros. They don't have any draft picks, or they didn't this year.
Yeah, they got them now.
And they're going to be losing guys. Like, man.
But they don't have – well, they do have – so Dell, you were
– The Astros are our only hope.
You're disappointed in the Rockets head coaching hire.
Yeah, I was thinking Houston could have hired Paul Silas instead of Steven Silas, cause, so you could have three, let's say, really old
African-American,
the oldest African-American coach triumvirate in all of sports.
How old is Paul? Is he in his 70s too? Because two of them are in their 70s.
Because
it's already unheard of. It's already unheard of to have two head coaches.
Paul's
got to
be in his 70s.
Paul Silas is 77. You could have Romeo, Paul, and Dusty sitting around barbecuing, talking about how the younger generation ain't bleep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we could have a round table. You just have them all together and have Wendy should wrangle that on ABC 13. And unfortunately, it'll have to be Steven. And then they can talk about how, man, y'all ain't bleep. And
Steven, daddy ain't bleep. Mommy ain't bleep.
I knew your daddy. He wasn't bleep.
Yeah.
And then Steven can just laugh and go, man.
Sagging their pants. Like, it's just like having a Robin Harris, God rest his soul. If Robin Harris is out there as head coach.
And then Steven could just laugh and go, man, you guys were the forebears and you really laid the groundwork for me here in Houston.
But unfortunately, they hired the son.
Yeah,
so we didn't have three 70-year-old coaches.
Yeah.
Man, what a blessing. Wow.
How can you be progressive and be traditional all at the same time? You progressive can't. Because you hire three African-American coaches. Traditional because they're all in their 70s.
Is that traditional? That doesn't seem like a traditional move.
Traditional
to
me.
hire
old coaches?
It to hire 70-year-olds? Well, this just in. There ain't a lot of 70-year-old coaches. We've got the oldest coaches in the NFL, in Major League Baseball. Like, you're right. We screwed this up. Paul Silas, we could have had the oldest NBA coach, too.
And all African-Americans.
Yeah.
Man, we blew our shot. Rocket nice job, Tillman.
Nice job, Rafael Stone. You really blew it.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Nice job. 727 ESPN 97.5. We need a little those guys. Might be hard for them to get insurance, isn't it?
Homeowners insurance is not based on your age. TGS Insurance says, look, they don't care if you're a 20. They just want to make sure you're a homeowner. But homeowners of all ages, of all races, of all creeds, they're all that stuff. They just say, look, take your phone out today and text the word money to 232323. That's all you got to do. Take the phone out and just text in money is the message to 232323, and you're going to get a firm quote back within 15 seconds. Now, they'll ask you, the automated quote will say, what's your address? You'll send your address, and from there, boom, in just like a few seconds, you're going to have a firm quote, and this quote is going to tell you what it's going to cost for your homeowner's insurance annually. And you can compare that right away against what you're paying currently, and I think you're going to find that our good friends over at TGS Insurance are going to save you money. On average, it's $900 annually. That's good money that you're putting back in your pocket. That's more of your money. And you still get A-rated insurance. That's what you want. You want to get A-rated insurance, but you don't want to pay ridiculous rates. And that's what you have a chance to do with TGS Insurance. In many cases, they save into the thousands. So make sure. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you're worried about your bundle going away, they can find you car insurance as well. They did that for me. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to
232323. ESPN.
97.5. Martha, not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today, the last thing you remember won't be about some apple bottom jeans with the boots with the fur. Maybe how I dream of being free since my birth. Cursed, but the demons I confronted with the spurs. Spurs. Have you ever heard it so real?
780-3776. 713-780-3776. It's The Bench, Lance Zierlein, John Granato. All right, listen. You heard us all fired up. Let's hear what you got to say either about the game or I know you got want to get something off your chest. So say it with your chest, 713-780-3776. Come on in. You want to talk about the news about Jack Easterby potentially taking over the team and Romeo Crennel staying at head coach? You want to talk about the game itself, some of the terrible decisions, the way that they played? I mean, that was as lousy a game as I've seen the Texans play. Just completely. I mean, what are we doing with our Sundays? Honestly. What are we doing with our Sundays? That we got to watch that. This is just a complete and total. There's a complete and total purgatory right now. The Texans fans are in, and what sucks is it looks like all Houston sports I still have faith. I still have hope with the Astros. But it looks like the Rockets are headed to purgatory and the Texans. So if you guys want to jump in, we'd like to hear what you have to say. 713-780-3776. I'm getting ready to check Twitter and see what you guys are saying on Twitter. And I may check the text line today as well. So feel free to come on in. The SEC canceled most of their games. A lot of times we talk college football on Tuesdays. From an NFL standpoint, DeAndre Hopkins had a catch yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I texted.
It has it. You can't see it anywhere because no one is replaying it. It's unbelievable what a secret that is.
I texted Steve.
Have not seen it.
I texted Steve.
A thousand times.
Well, it was incredible. Josh Allen makes an incredible throw to win the game. Josh Allen makes an incredible throw to win the game to Stephon Diggs. However, Kyler Murray makes an incredible play to get the ball up in the air. And then DeAndre Hopkins does what he did for the Houston Texans for years and years and years. Makes incredible. It used to piss me off that there'd be all this love for Odell Beckham. I'm like, great, he did that catch. Like, look what Odell's doing in pregame. Like, dude, Hop does this in games on a regular basis. Not in pre-games. He does this in games.
There's no such thing as a 50-50 ball with Top.
It's
80-20.
It's 80-20. Yeah.
And with three guys around him.
I agree watching
Sunday Night Football. They should have checked him at the line. They should have pressed him at the line of scrimmage. They had two guys.
I would have crossed out Larry Fitzgerald, and I would have crossed out DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
All you're doing is you slow down opportunity. You screw the time.
He had just gotten to the end zone when Kyler threw that up. He had just gotten there.
Yeah. And you think it's hindsight 2020, but Tony's done that. Tony probably actually believes that.
Well, yeah.
I texted Steve Kime and I said, I'm not sure Hop was worth that second and David Johnson. And all I did was send back a picture of Hop making the catch. He won't respond. He didn't respond anything.
Look, he can't. He can't say anything. But he... Oh, my gosh. Just that was the icing on the cake after watching the worst football game in NFL history was the Texans and Browns. Does it get any more? Tell me one thing about that football game that had any intrigue whatsoever. Whether or not Kyahmi Fairbairn could actually kick a field goal, was that it? Whether or not the Texans would score actually any points? Whether or not how many rush yards they would give up in the fourth quarter. What intrigue was there in this football game? That was one of the worst football games ever. Ever. The most boring. I guess if you're a Browns fan, you get another win, so you get to 6-3. You got to feel good about that. If you're a Browns fan, there must be. But you beat the Texans. What can you feel about that? The Texans can only beat the Jaguars. That's it. That's the only thing they can do. That's how piss poor you are. This is the worst organization. This is turned into worst organization right now, the Jets or the Texans?
I mean, how can you not say who's in better? Now, I do think that the Jets may potentially be in better situation because they're going to hire a head coach. They're going to get rid of Adam Gase, and they're going to hire a head coach. I love their selection of Becton. They've got a first and second round pick next year. I would say right now the Jets are a way worse organization.
But they're in a better position.
But moving forward from right here, they're going to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
They have two first round picks this year. They traded Jamal Adams for a first, remember?
Oh yeah, to Seattle.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, John.
At Seattle, that's turning into a better pick every week.
It's not even close. It's not even close. Usually when you trade away guys like DeAndre Hopkins, it benefits you from a draft standpoint the next year. You know what? We traded this guy. It hurt us in the short term, but now we've got this benefit. Not with the Texans. You don't have that benefit. You already gave that pick away for Brandon Cooks. Brandon's fine. He's not a game breaker. He's not a wide receiver one. I mean, you gave up a second-round pick for a wide receiver two-ish.
No, he's a two. He's a two. He's a good player. He's a good player. He's not a great player.
Patrick Fegis was listening. He said, look at this. He's already made me an offer if I quit Houston Radio. What? Yeah.
What are you going to be?
He called me. I'll be the pit bitch.
Whoa.
$7.25 an hour. I don't want to make $7.25. That's not what Joe Biden's fighting for. I was listening to everybody's campaign speeches.
We're fighting for 15.
Yeah.
Double that.
Yeah. You get something new out there.
Mm.
He called.
I went ahead and got your employee file started.
Can you put that on LinkedIn, pit bitch?
I mean, I can. I just don't feel like that's something that's going to get me anyone else.
NFL.com's Lance Zierlein and pit bitch is going to be in your profile?
I can. We'll see.
We'll see. Well, let's look up Lance's Wikipedia right now. see how that
works. Look at this. Look what's trending. It's sitting here. We got it. Let's see. What's trending? Oh, Bill O'Brien is trending.
Oh, my God.
Why is Bill O'Brien trending on Twitter right now?
Why is Bill O'Brien trending?
Bill O'Brien traded this away and didn't even get a first-round pick back. Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, from the very bottom of my heart, go, ooh, bleep yourselves. Dan Orlovsky, Bill O'Brien has no use for that, which is D-Hop's catch. Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins for a second-round pick and a washed running back. Never forget. Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins for a washed running back. He should never get another job again. The Texans should hire Bill O'Brien just to fire him again for that nuke trade. Bill O'Brien at home watching Hopkins while David Johnson is on IR. Yeah. Bill O'Brien thought DeAndre Hopkins was only worth a second-round pick. Bill O'Brien can kiss every inch of my ass. Bill O'Brien compared this man to Aaron Hernandez and traded him for a sweet green salad. Houston shot Benny the Butcher. But Billy O'Brien still out there. Streets is done. This is what we could still have. F Bill O'Brien forever. Bill O'Brien should be arrested immediately. Bleeping DeAndre Hopkins / Bill O'Brien. Wow, Bill O'Brien's reaction to the Hopkins catch. You can praise Kyler Murray all you want, but Bill O'Brien is the Arizona Cardinals MVP.
Nope.
So crazy to be living in this time with all of these active Arizona sports legends. Devin Booker, Kyler Murray, Diana Taurasi, Bill O'Brien. Billy O'Brien destroyed his own franchise to rebuild the Dolphins and Cardinals.
I mean, I really should thank him.
You know what? Honestly, mm-hmm. I got to retweet that one.
Justin Reed is mad. Somebody sent that to us. That you got to check out. Justin Reed, box player, huh? Sorry about your fantasy teams. STFU, asinine punk.
Oh, wait. What happened? Well,
that's actually Rivers McCown.
Rivers McCown tweeted out the bad angle that Justin Reed took to not tackle Nick Chubb on that final play.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he called him an asinine punk. Guess what? Rivers McCown changed his Twitter.
Asinine punk?
Yeah. He's now asinine.
What did he say?
He just tweeted the...
He tweeted that picture, and then what did he say?
Well, he said, sorry about your fantasy. He said, Justin Reed, box player, huh? Sorry about your fantasy teams.
Justin Reed, box player.
Yeah.
That's what he's not considered, right? A box safety?
He's a box safety.
But who said that? Justin Reed?
No, Rivers McCown.
Oh.
In a joking fashion, because in the box, he was
And then he showed the play where Justin Reed.
And so what did Justin Reed say?
Justin Reed said STFU.
Asinine Punk.
But Asinine Punk is his name.
No, it's his new name.
It's his new name.
Because he got called an asinine punk.
Oh, I see. He changed it. I thought it was there before.
It had always just been Rivers McCown. Now it's asinine punk.
Now it's asinine punk.
Oh, I know, because Justin's playing so well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. He's none too pleased with asinine punk. Oh, I mean Rivers McCown. But Rivers McCown, dead on. Justin Reed's angles. Justin Reed this year, Justin Reed has been awful. Awful. I'm calling him Justin Delpit because that's how many tackles this dude misses.
Well, it was like LSU slandering LSU again.
LSU last year. Grant Delpit was the worst tackler I've seen. And dude won. Didn't he win DB?
I think he won the Thorpe Award.
The Thorpe Award.
Yeah, for
no which was just, reason. It was totally reputation. It had nothing to do with his play.
Nothing. He's missed too many tackles. Fairbairn's pooch punt being the most competently executed play yesterday was classic Texans. That's a concept
that mayhem.
That was also accurate. He did have a very good pooch punt.
That was their best executed play. It was. They did not do anything that well all day. All day.
Can somebody call Father TJ? Heard Father TJ has the vid.
He does?
Yeah. Well, so thoughts and prayers.
Put that out there.
Yeah, he's all of his parishioners and all that stuff. Yeah, he's a parishioner.
Okay.
No, thoughts and prayers to Father TJ.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
he's doing okay.
Well, Father TJ doesn't need our prayers. He's got his.
You did. You don't know how
right
this works.
There. No, he's right there.
You pray for people,
well,
John.
I know, but Father TJ is like right next to God. He doesn't need. You know what? We're way far away. Not sure God can hear us.
Next to God.
He's right. Yes.
I thought the Pope was right next to God.
We need Father TJ.
And then Father TJ.
We need Father TJ to get healthy and do something about.
He's only two doors down.
He's got to use his power against Jack Easterby.
So the hierarchy of the Catholic Church is God, the Pope,
Easterby.
No, well, Jesus. Okay, Easterby. You don't know nothing about it.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Easterby and Father TJ.
Let me ask questions.
God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Pope.
It's like, I didn't watch any of your Marvel stuff, but I assume Easterby is Thanos, and then Father TJ is like Iron Man or whatever.
I don't think. No, because Father TJ can't save the Texans.
I know, but we need him
Iron
to
Man
try.
Save the
Father
world.
TJ could. Yes, he could.
We're trying through prayer if he could outpray Jack.
But Jack is a God-fearing man himself.
I know. He's got to outpray Jack. This is going to be a battle for the ages. We're going to have to get Cardinal DiNardo in on this. There's a lot of stuff we got to get working.
Taking on Easterby?
I need Ostina. See, and I'm worried Joel's going to be on Easterby's side. This is what I'm worried about.
Does,
and if it's
Joel
and Jack
flying in and on one knee? Like that, yeah. Del? Like your people do?
Like Ragnarok. What do you mean my people? You mean superheroes?
You know, Thor and all those people?
I don't think Joel Osteen will.
Joel Osteen is going to fly in, smash like.
And crushes the ground
whoever
with
that
fist.
Is who
Look,
does
this
that.
This may be controversial, but I feel like Joel Osteen's more Homelander than he is Captain America.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, what would Homelander do if there were a lot of people who needed help during a flood? Would he let them in a building?
Sometimes he would help them, or sometimes he'd let the plane crash.
What is Joel Osteen's superpower? As soon as floods come, all the doors lock automatically?
He uses his mind to do that. He's got telepathy.
Wait. All the doors lock.
Who's the one that, who was Homelander's partner this last time around?
Oh, you mean the racist Nazi girl?
What was her name?
I forgot her name.
You're not putting that on Jack. I've got to put Jack on like, Jack's more like the Deep.
The Deep?
Yeah.
He's got a problem. You know what the
Deep
did?
Well, I'm not saying exactly like his problems the same problems. Because nobody
but
from
you're
the
talking
boys.
About some, people don't even have
we're
any idea.
About a show
people
called The Boys that you should be watching. It's
you.
I don't
think Jack is Stormfront.
Bill O'Brien is Billy Butcher for sure.
Well, he butchered this team. Time to talk right now, though. But that was a little jab you gave.
Site Jab builds websites, the very best websites in the city of Houston. They've been doing this for two decades. They're not new to this. They're true to this. And Site Jab can build something that will not only attract the eyes of people who are checking out your business, because 80% of the people who are going to do business with you, what they do is they take a look at your website, find out more about you as a company, find out about the work that you've done, and then find out what they can do moving forward. And so if your website doesn't do a good job of conveying those things, or if it looks amateurish, people develop a negative attitude. They have run studies on this, they have done surveys, and this is all accurate. If you don't have something that is competitive with your competitors, your website does not compete with them, then you are going to lose business. What SiteJab allows you to do is turn those eyes into business leads. They show what you can do, and they put it out there in an impressive fashion so that if you have a really good business, your website will represent that, and you have a chance to turn those eyes into leads. They help you do that, and they can even integrate e-commerce if you need to directly into your site. Now, they also take care of branding for companies. They do videos. There's so much more than they do. Look at their portfolio of services and find out exactly how they can benefit your business. It's more than just building a website if you want it to be. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Now, I hesitate to do this because of what it might trigger. We've gone 40-plus minutes without having to talk about this, but I must do it. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. For the occasional invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com.
All right. Well, speaking of golf, Del.
See, that's why I didn't want to do it.
Del. Dustin, were you... Okay, which was more exciting? Dustin shooting 20 under and winning the Masters, winning a couple mil. Cut that all. Oh,
that's fun.
Couple mil.
At all.
Winning by five. I think it went by five, four or five. Five. He was up five heading into 18. And just dominating the field.
What's the question again?
Which was more exciting, Texans or that?
Well, I would have to give that an NA because I didn't watch any of Dustin Johnson's performance from Thursday through Sunday. I don't know why you don't ever believe me. Didn't watch a shot of the Masters. So I will say just off of what I saw from the Texans, Browns or Rutgers Purdue, because that's the same type of game I saw, that I have to go with Dustin Johnson. There was nothing less exciting than what I saw on Sunday with the Texans.
It was the worst football game ever played.
You haven't seen a lot of Big Ten Network football probably, like I have. It was up there with one of those games, like 11 a.m.
Listen.
Remember when Beth Mullins was calling games for ESPN? Yeah. Or Pam Ward.
Pam Ward.
The Pam Ward games? This was comparable to one of those Big Ten games.
This should have been a Pam Ward game. The Texans-Browns.
Yes.
Should have been a Pam Ward game. Why are they showing the highlights from that game?
ESPN was Millen just was, showing it. Matt Millen is just terrible. I haven't watched these Texans.
Dick Stockton is 100 years old.
My gosh, these wide receivers are really good. The Texans have a really good. Yeah, you should have seen it last year with DeAndre Hopkins. And nobody. You would have thought it was even better. Boy, I got to tell you, this is a great move to pooch punt this down here. Really smart stuff. Texans really. Matt Millen has completely lost his edge. I remember when Matt Millen used to be the best in the business as a color commentator.
Yeah.
Long time ago. Before he was a GM.
Lost his edge.
A GM. Yeah, he lost
when
his edge.
When he went 0-16, he kind of lost his edge, I think. I don't
actually,
know.
Actually, yeah, he lost his edge a lot.
Yeah, a little bit. No.
You think he's gun shy? Like, and if he ever criticized someone, they're like, didn't you create an 0-16 football team as general manager?
Yeah.
That's everyone's response. So he can't really attack anyone now?
Yeah.
Right. No, right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN.
See, this question, how long until Deshaun demands a trade? See, to me, if you ask for a three-year deal, you can't demand a trade. You're part of the problem because you want out anyway. A three-year deal means I want the best of both worlds. I want to be able to get out of this without ever having to be franchised, and I want to make the most amount of money I can in the shortest period of time. That's what they did. They gave him the most amount of money possible, the shortest contract possible for 3 years. He has there is no franchise tags. Deshaun will be out of here. At some point, he may demand to be traded, but Deshaun, at least he will have value. When he demands to be traded, he'll have value. Now Deshaun is
demanding.
Well, hopefully
Jack Easterby will get some value for him.
Hey, here's the thing. Here's what scares me. That Deshaun Watson, that Jack Easterby has his hooks in a Deshaun.
Well, what do you mean?
Because there's talk that maybe Jack is good with Deshaun and that Jack can start saying whatever he wants to because Deshaun will have his back. We were hoping Deshaun and JJ might, you know, be able to step up
rebel?
And do something. Nah, they may be on board with Team Jack.
Well, we don't know.
JJ's not stupid. JJ wants out. He already knows. And if Deshaun doesn't know, Deshaun, I just want to tell you this morning at 7:51 on November 16th, you guys are in worse shape than the Jets. No. Listen, I know you've got two more wins than the Jets, but moving forward, you are in worse shape than the Jets. I know you have Kenny Stills currently and Randall Cobb and you got Duke Johnson.
And you got the Rock Boys.
You got Rock Boys. Got a lot of Rock Boys.
I saw
Justin Reed.
I saw Whitney Merciless almost make a tackle yesterday.
Yeah, but then came up short on that Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Bad angle. He also, by the way, took a bad angle.
I saw him chasing him down, though, which was nice. I like the effort.
Yeah. No, but how do you get that close to the sideline and still turn the corner? From a geometrical standpoint, it seemed almost impossible to take an angle that tight against the sideline
and get by all these defenders.
Did your geometry take into account how bad Justin Reed is at geometry?
Well, no. Well, no. Oh, okay. You
STFU. STFU.
Asinine punk.
I didn't call him a box safety, huh? I just said maybe Justin Reed went to Stanford and didn't really do great in math.
STFU, he said. You have to do great in math if you're at Stanford. I mean, stop.
Not if you're playing football.
What you know about Stanford?
Not if you're playing football for them right now. Oh, look at this. They stink.
Father TJ.
Listen, what you know about Stanford? You barely beat Virginia Tech.
By the way, Father TJ.
We weren't favored. We were the underdog in that game.
How about that? I thought you'd be like 14-point favorites in that game.
No.
Stop.
Homelander. So he goes, Homelander?
Yeah.
I said, bleep. Somebody said, they can't believe you threw Homelander at somebody.
All I'm saying, would Homelander lock out the poor?
I mean, I ain't saying no more.
That's all.
If you ain't putting Jack Easterby in this conversation, I can't say anymore.
Well, I can't call him Stormfront. That's a little too far.
You can't say Storm.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to say Black Noir.
He's got a peanut allergy. I don't want to compare him to any of those guys, those superheroes from that show, because they're all awful people. So I don't know if Jack Easterby's an awful person. He's just awful at his job.
Well, he's pretty good at his job. Getting jobs.
Well, if
Jack Easterby's job is to get more jobs.
I guess so.
And Jack Easterby is excellent and move up ladders. That's what Jack Easterby, his job is climbing, and nobody's better.
Chaos is a ladder, and no one's climbed that ladder higher than Jack Easterby. From his time that he spent on over 50 coaching searches for Division One and mid-major programs to being head coach across multiple sports, to his time working on the cap and personnel issues when he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars right out of college, where they entrusted him with doing salary cap work and personnel work, to his time as a chaplain with Kansas City, to his time getting the Patriots right from a character standpoint, to his time as executive vice president of football with the Houston Texans.
I like to push it back.
This is an amazing climb.
What a run.
Despite you two.
It's
a
great run.
It's
a heat check.
I like to push back on the whole Cal's not very bright thing, because I don't know Cal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're your head football guy has to have his website taken down because of all the apparent lies on it.
Be a red flag.
No one can sense. Hey, Cal, look.
Well, what about the other one with Cal? What about the bolstering the? What about the resume thing?
Yeah.
That one was also
dealt
with.
This
is number two.
Yeah.
This is number two. When is this going to be looked at a little bit?
No. Well, I mean, you mentioned. I mean, this is all on Cal.
Oh, yeah. I can say whatever I want about Jack Easterby. This is a Cal
problem.
This is a Cal problem.
No. This is a Cal problem.
By the way, our guy,
if you're going to trust this snake, this is on you. If you can't see through
this. Deserve this if this is what
you do.
You deserve this.
Wait a minute. All his plays now, this one might be the best one. He got, let's get rid of a Brian Gain. That wasn't all that tough. Let's get rid of Bill O'Brien. Well, 0-4, you could see it. But if he's able to not hire a coach or GM this year.
Despite all of this and being part of those horrible moves that put you here.
Oh, no. I'm sure he's told. How many times has he told? I didn't really like that move.
That's
except Cal was in the room when Jack Easterby was pounding the table.
He was in the room?
He was on the call when Jack Easterby's pounding the table for Laramie Tunsil and not doing a deal.
Saying, we can get it done.
No. That's soft. You're being soft. That's soft. We don't have to do a deal. You do the deal later. Let's get this job done. Let's do this deal now instead of doing a deal with Tunsil
first. And a horrible contract was given out. You could have made Tunsil the highest paid tackle and saved $2.5 million a year.
He had all the leverage, though. He had all the leverage.
Oh, no, he did.
You screwed it.
You had already given up two firsts instead. The Colts gave up one first for DeForest Buckner and got a deal done in advance. Chris Olsen was a real football guy who was all the real football guys been kicked out. The other ones are terrified. We're terrified of Bill O'Brien. I mean, this is just.
It's the worst.
And then shout out to our guy, Father TJ. He's totally recovered.
He is?
By the way, yeah.
Good for him.
So that's good. Paul Gilliam.
See?
Paul Gilliam makes a very, very good point here.
God touched Father TJ. Guess what happened?
Yep. Paul Gilliam makes a great point. This has to be in consideration. He said, is Bill O'Brien qualified for GM of the year? I mean, I don't think there's
there are many GMs that have rebuilt two franchises like the Cardinals and the Dolphins in 1 year. Not sure if award requires GM to build the team he gets paid by. See, this has never been, and I don't know, because I think that's going to hurt Bill O'Brien for executive of the year. A, he's not on a team anymore. Well, first of all, he's not on a team.
He totally rebuilt two teams.
But how much are they going to count the Houston Texans disaster against him? Because I agree with you. What he's done for the Dolphins last year and this year, and then, Dell, who are your picks? Like, who did they turn into last year?
Well, they took, I think the Texans pick was
Austin Jackson. Okay, so that doesn't help much.
He's a starting left tackle.
Well, yeah, you got a starting left tackle. You got a first and second this year from him. But then, you know, DeAndre Hopkins over there, and then you were able to get rid of a salary cap drain in David Johnson. Now, it was to your own team. And that's the problem I have with this, John. This is the problem I have with giving Bill O'Brien executive of the year for rebuilding the Dolphins and the Cardinals, is that at some point voters are going to look at what happened with the Texans, and they're going to hold that against them. I don't think you can just ignore everything Steve Kahn did.
But listen, yeah, there's always some negative. I mean, not every GM is perfect. So he ruined the Texans. He totally rebuilt the Dolphins and the Cardinals. Of course, you gotta take some losses along the way.
Yeah. And a correction: the Dolphins traded down four spots.
Got another pick.
And picked up a fourth. Picked up another pick. Because the Packers actually took Jordan Love with the 26th pick overall. So the Dolphins traded down, so they got extra picks after trading with the Texans for their first rounder.
No, there you go. Hey, breaking news: Donald Trump just tweeted out, Donald J. Trump, I won the election! Exclamation point. Now Twitter says, exclamation point, official sources called this election differently. But this is breaking news right here.
And then somebody else said, no, I won the election. Some girl named Maya. I don't think she did either.
Hmm. Well, she is just as right to claim it as he is at this point.
He had way more votes than
she did.
She's
a teacher,
did
too.
She's
kind of a cute teacher, John. She's kind of like girl next door. Well, she's like girl next door teacher-y. I don't think she looks like one of those.
I would have voted for her.
Likes to do things.
She could have won.
She's hotter than Trump.
All right, 7:59 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little Gulf Coast. Little Craig DeCerf.
Craig DeCerf. That's a guy who, listen, he won the election. He won the election of car sellers. And go to LandZCars.com and check out what they're doing for you right now. Some of the awesome offers. The other day, they had one for the Traverse, and I'm a big, big fan of the Chevy Traverse. Huge fan of the Chevy Traverse. It's really they're really not even calling it crossover vehicles anymore. They're calling them SUVs now because so many crossover vehicles are out on the roadways now, like more than SUVs. And they've got a tremendous fleet of them. A 2020 Chevy Equinox, right? That's a smaller crossover. That's $500 cyber cash, $5,250 total cash allowance. If you're looking for that, if you're looking for Chevy Trax, which is an even smaller version, they've got that. The Chevy Traverse, $500 cyber cash on most 2021 models, and $2,750 total cash allowance. And I'm here to tell you right now, the Chevy Traverse, I'm driving that. My wife is driving it. It's got the same kind of interior space that we had when we were driving the Yukon. Very, very similar, only it's a little bit lower to the ground and it costs less. There's so many different vehicles to look for when you go to LandZCars.com. Whether you're looking for pickup trucks, or whether you're looking for even the Buick vehicles that they have in stock, the four doors or the crossover vehicles, and yes, some fantastic SUVs waiting for you as well. With gas prices so low, there's never been a better time to drive SUVs. It's time for you to go to LandZCars.com, and they will give you top dollar for your trade-in value. It's Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.